Kevin, Aaron, Michael, you're welcome. I might start with you, Michael, if that's okay. How are you doing after Kevin? You had a bit of a big off at the weekend. How are you?
We had a wee tip, surely. Not too bad now. No, here, a lot of aches and pains, but nothing permanent. We'll be fighting fit again now for the big one in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. New car as well for you, the Skoda. You had a couple of runs. You were in Derry as well, weren't you, on Saturday?
We were in Maiden City there on Saturday. And, felt good. The initial feeling was good. And I suppose we didn't feel, we were trying overly hard. And the times are still kind of fairly solid enough. And then I think on Sunday then, it's maybe the greed might have took over a wee bit. And we wanted a wee bit more.
Right. That's what happens at times. But listen, you're okay. And you're looking forward to this Donegal. And we've seen the likes of David Kelly last year. His dream came true to get a podium in Donegal. Is that something you'd be targeting?
Here, it'd be brilliant. Every year you start, you'd love to finish as high up as possible. But every year here, as we've seen this year, it's getting bigger and bigger every time. But here, we have a bit of a family rivalry there too. So maybe aim for that first, and anything after that's a bonus.
And you have the young cub in an R2 car this year as well, Matthew.
Matthew.
He could end up showing you and Daddy up.
Well, I suppose I can't be maybe saying that he has the youth on his side. He's only a couple of years younger than me, but we'll take any excuse maybe over him.
Okay, listen, delighted to see you here. Okay, good man.
Thank you, Oisin.
Any showing on Friday, Aaron? What's the plan?
Not to do like we done last year, no. End up in the ditch on stage one.
Right, so you want to make stage two at least?
Yeah, definitely this time.
Okay, how's your year been so far then? Because
we haven't done a lot. This year we've done a lot of the circuit events and the Northern Ireland Championship, and we probably should have done a wee bit more than before we'd done Donegal, but hopefully we'll get a bit of a good run on Friday. We know the stages down there, so it always helps.
Get through Friday and obviously targeting getting back to the ramp on the Sunday.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. We're always better in stage 20-21 in the bar than we are on the road.
Leave the bar to the Monday now. Get out of there and leave the bar to the Monday. Kevin Eves, how you doing, Kevin? Have you got the hang of this R2 car? Because you stepped up from the modified twin cam. You've had quite a few events now in it. How are you progressing in her? Because it is a big change. Like, you don't just go from one to the other straight away. It takes time.
No, I think now we've had probably 5-6 events in the car. We had a good old cut in Cavan there. We got a podium, so I think we're getting better off now. Look, it's very different, the four-wheel drive and left-hand drive, and I still break the... I had the two wing mirrors broke off her in the first two stages, so I do that every day I'm out. I can't seem to not do that, but it's different, but it's enjoyable, trying to... There's another big group of boys to race and try and chip your way up the ladder, so we're having a bit of crack at it.
Well, the target is, don't worry about the wing mirrors, get the car to the finish, minus the wing mirrors. It'll be all right in the odd wee body part, but... Obviously, getting to the end and having a good run in Donegal is key for you and the development and you progressing in this car, Kevin.
Hi, I don't think we've got out of Dunlimit. We actually broke down on stage one last year, so I don't think we've finished Donegal once, maybe in the last 9 years, I think, or something. So if we could get to the end, I think we'd be making a go of it. So we'll start off and chip on and see what the crack is. We'll not get too stressed.
Okay, what are you looking forward to most in Donegal?
If I could see Saturday or Sunday, it'd be pretty enjoyable. So you do these big 3-day recces and then you're away home on Friday. It's kind of depressing enough. But Donegal's always the big one. It's the big one you gear up for every year. And I think the last couple of years we've kind of just take it for a bit of crack and it is what it is and see what comes. Just
this man's looking to get out on his showing, try and get to Knockalla. The car years will go well up Knockalla. They're suited to that sort of classic stage in Donegal, aren't they, Aaron? If you get that far,
I actually know that stage better than I know my own stages. I've done it that many times compared to any showing. When I started rallying, I didn't get into a rally car. I was 31, but it wasn't in any showing. And we've done them stages a lot more than we have our own.
Right. Okay. They'd be tight enough, some of them stages on a show. They'd be very technical, wouldn't they?
They are. Yeah. They are. Malin Heads, they're great. But a lot of the competitors love the Cool Cross stage. Malin Heads, the famous one down there. But a lot of the competitors love Cool Cross.
Yeah. And how about you, Michael? What's the one you're looking forward to?
On the Friday.
Stage-wise, any stage? Last one on the Sunday.
Yeah. No, the Sunday, I enjoy Fannet Head now. It's a great stage, and here they're all good stages. You know, I suppose Gary Gart last year was a good stage. You know, either here they're all good. There's none of them. You know, the likes of Landy Drive, if it's wet, can be a, you know, a tight technical stage, and it's, you have a shiny tire there, you'd be happy enough to see the end of it. But you know, if the weather's good, touch wood, it will be. You know, they're all brilliant stages.
Because we're sitting beside each other today and you're all friendly and talking to each other. Does that happen over the weekend, does it? It'll be like the splitting up
of
the boy band.
I never near them, but...
Listen, Kevin, Aaron and Michael, thanks again for joining us tonight. We wish you all the best in Donegal.